George White, Reel 1. Where were you born, Mr. White?
On the Queen's Park Estate.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you'd call it Paddington. It was Paddington then. It's all in the, what do they call it, Westminster Council.
Yeah.
Now. See, but it was Paddington. In 27th of October, 1898, I was in Nutbourne Street for about 2 years as a baby. I was then longer than that, because I had diphtheria while I was there. Still got the old scar there. Yes, it must have been about 6 years, because I had diphtheria when I was about 4. And then from there we moved to Droop Street, and from Droop Street I got married, and I went to live in Harrow Road with my wife then. Mm-hmm. And from Harrow Road we moved to Second Avenue, and we were there 29 years, and then we moved to this Hallfield Estate. Mm-hmm. In what year was it? 1931 I got married. I believe it was about 1920 something. About 26, I dare say. Anyway, while the slump was on.
Yeah. What sort of work did your parents do? What sort of work did you do?
Well, my father was in the provision trade. He was first hand at one of Frost shops. And my mother, she never worked while I knew her. Mm. She was always a housewife. Well, most of the women were in those days. Hardly any of the women were working, just looking after the house. Yes, and of course, when I got married from Droop Street, we went to live in Harrow Road, as I said. Of course, I was in the coach trade then. I wasn't in the post house. On working on Rolls Royces and, you know, making parts, right. All that. Okay. At Mulliners, at Chiswick. Well, they're out of the business now. They've gone in for aircraft now. Mm. So,
what school did you go to?
Beethoven Street. Mm. And then from there I got what they call junior counsellor exhibitioner. See? Mm.
What was that?
Well, I suppose, I got paid to go to school, you see. After 14, if you passed this test, you were, could go in for this competition, like, you see, till you were 16. Well, I got £2.10 a quarter, which is four and twopence a week, kept you in boot leather. But before my time was up, I left, you know. Mm. I went and, for about a couple of months, I went and worked for Lipton's.
Yeah. This exhibition that you got,
yeah.
Was that paid for by the council?
The council, yes.
Yeah. It was paid
the school board, it was in there. So,
and it was paid to your parents, presumably?
Eh?
It was paid to your parents?
Yes, yes.
Yes. So you went to work in Lipton's. What sort of work were you doing there?
Well, I was on the bacon side, you see, carving up the bacon. You had no machines then, just carved with a knife all the time. And of course, when I joined the army after being at Lipton for 2 or 3 months, they wanted me to stop on, going to make me an inspector and goodness knows what. I said, no, I'm going to join the army. And I went and joined the army. I said, I'm going there in the morning, on a Thursday morning. And when I come home, I was all in uniform, spurs, everything, the whole lot. all the gear.
What did Lipton's usually do if people did join the army?
Well, they used to give you half your wages, you see, but I got none, because they knew I was underage, you see. So I just a volunteer. You got nothing for that. Then I went to the Duke of York Schools.
Can we talk a bit more about what happened before you actually joined the army?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Did you belong to the Scouts?
Oh, yes, I belonged to the Scouts, the Army Cadets.
What age were you when you joined them?
Well, I suppose I was about 10 or 12, something like that. It's about the Scouts' age, isn't it? There was no Cubs and all that then.
What sort of things did you do when you were in the Scouts?
Well, knots, go on outings and all the rest of it. Just camping out. I had a good impression of how you to live when you got anywhere, you see, out in France like that. See, because we used to go camping nearly every weekend, pushing the old truck, you know, the old Scouts truck from, Pember Hall it was, where we used to be at Villal, and from there to Hendon. And then, if it wasn't raining, you start building your tent up in the hedges and one thing or another. If it was raining, you walked all the way home again. But, so I was pretty well toughened, you know, then.
Did you join the Church Lads Brigade later?
Not the Church Lads Brigade, but they were amalgamated. When we joined the cadets, we were amalgamated to them. We used to have their band, you see, to march to and all that. I forget where they came from, somewhere in Kensington, I think. One of the big churches in Kensington.
What age were you when you joined the cadets?
Oh, I suppose I'd be 16 when I joined the army. Oh, I must have been about 14, I suppose. I was still at school. You see, we only used to practice light drill every week, about one night a week, you see. But we had rifles, so give us rifles.
where was that? Where did you do that?
In Pember Hall. That was in Kilburn Lane, just off Kilburn Lane.
Did you still go to the Scouts as well?
Oh no, they took over. See, the Scouts we were in, the whole lot went over to the Cadets. See, it all was done in one night, you see, we were round there, and they told us we was in the Cadets then.
Did that happen when the war broke out?
Before the war broke out. Mm.
Did they ever explain why you'd gone from Scouts to Cadets?
No. They'd just give you the drill and all the rest of it, and that was it.
It seems as if it became suddenly a lot more military.
You had signalling and goodness knows what to do, you learn. Oh, no, the only thing was they changed the uniform, you see. You had the old peaked cap. In fact, I got a photo somewhere about the house where I'm playing the side drum. I used to play a side drum.
This was in the Cadets?
In the Cadets. No, that was in the Scouts. See, we had the Church Lad Brigade in the Cadets. See, I didn't play in there because they got their own. There was a good band. But I played in the Scouts, you see, and everything was changed over from the like the Scouts to the Army Cadets. What Army Cadets were, I couldn't tell you, because it wasn't very long before I went and joined the Army myself.
What were the differences between the Scouts and the Cadets?
Well, the uniform. You had puttees and breeches. And I forget what the badge was. I can't tell you that. No, I don't know what badge it was. Whether it was Fusiliers or Counties or what. I couldn't tell you what it was. Even a Scouts badge. I know a Scouts badge, but I couldn't tell you what troop they were or anything like that.
Were the same people in charge of the Cadets as were in charge of the Scouts?
Oh, yeah. I suppose they had to have their training. See, they used to train with us, I suppose. Of course, you had army chaps come down and give you the training. But it was just like a junior army, I suppose. See, you didn't have a pole. With the Scouts, you had a pole all the time. and the old jackknife. Now, after joining the cadets, I don't know whether I left school or what it was. See, it was so long ago now, so I've got to cast my memory back, and that's not working too well. No, I'm afraid I can't. Got no idea what troop the scouts were or anything. I've got photos of them somewhere about the house, you know.
That's fine.
But other than that, I see when I did leave school, as I say, I went to Lipton's for about 2 or 3 months, and they put me on the bacon counter, you know, the old knife and that. You think armoured again? Yeah, carving up and all the rest of it, the bacon. When I told them I was going to join the army, well, they said, we want you to stay on. I said, yeah, it must have been, because on my discharge certificate, it's September the 3rd. Oh, yes, yes. Well, everybody did. Yes, all the old chaps before they were called up. Well, they weren't called up, it was all volunteers.
Them?
They were interned. Yes, they were all interned.
So when the war broke out, it sounds as if people were very excited about it.
Oh, yes, I'll say. Well, all over London they were. Yeah, that was the start of Kitchener's army. In their own clothes. But when I joined up, after I'd been to Lipton's in the morning, I went down to Duke of York School and slip it off, and they give you a full rig out. Cavalry coat.
Were you excited?
I was. Well, I mean, say, because I wanted to get in the army. You see? In fact, I'd been three or four months when my calling up papers come to go to the White
Out. Did you have any idea how long the war would last or what it would be like?
Well, if we went by the records, you'll find it was going to end at Christmas, but it didn't.
Did people think that? Did people
just well, everybody that? Did. Well, after Christmas, any rate. And it wasn't until on September the 3rd, where I was... I was on the winning side. But, well, of course, the Germans outnumbered.
So, can we talk a bit now about your actual enlistment?
Yes. Well, as I say, I went to work in the morning at Lipton's, and manager, and he called the inspector down, and they said, "Oh, we wanted you for an inspector." So,
what did an inspector?
Right weight. Of course, they used to get to a lot of dodges, you know, wetting the old greaseproof paper, you know, making it all nice and wet, and then put the margarine. Yes, in the dinner time.
Dinner time?
Yeah. Of course, I never used to... did I go home to dinner? Well, I believe I should have gone home to dinner, I think. I said, no, the yeomanry for me.
Did you have any friends that had joined the yeomanry?
Yeah, oh yes, I had.
And that's why you chose?
Well, they all got killed. Yeah, that... was to see, although I joined underage, there's my right age on the discharge papers.
How do you think that happened?
Eh?
How do you think that happened?
Well, they found out after. Only one, eh?
He knew very well that you weren't 18.
Yeah, oh yes, of course they did.
And they just turned a blind eye.
Yes. Well, they wanted to see, well, that...
And he didn't worry that you might have been underage?
Well, they knew. Well, I think my chest measurements was... I was 2 inches under, I believe.
So you went down, you enlisted. How long did that take? How long did the whole process take that day?
Oh, nearly all the afternoon, because I didn't get home till about... Then you see them like pants and vests and all the rest of, and not jerkins, they were. Spurs.
About the boots, were they cavalrymen's boots? Or were they ordinary marching boots, walking boots?
No, they must have been the ordinary boots, or just... yes, and then I had to report to the Duke of York Schools for a week after, and then you can when you get older.
So it was physical jerks to get you fit?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yeah.
What did your parents think about you enlisting?
Not a lot. Week pay, but if you allowed your mother 6 months at that, 6 months a day at that, that made it 3 of 6 practically you got. See, on your 3 and 6, you had to live on that. So we didn't have a lot of money to spend.
What sort of things would you need to buy for yourself?
Well...
How did you settle into the army?
All right.
What was it like?
Well, I found out where you get your extra meal if you went in. couldn't spend a lot because Blicklin was, you know, on its own practically. In the nearest town was Aylsham.
Because you stayed at home while you were at Duke of York schools, but when you went to Blickling Hall,
were you in a house? You were issued with blankets, you see. So we was in the barns above the stables, as you might say.
Did you have for washing?
Well, washing yourself? Well, it was at Blicklin, you had your old stables, you see, to go and wash in then. And while we were there, we used to have a trumpeter in the morning and take you out for a bit of physical exercise before your breakfast. Well, you get a cup of tea or coffee, whichever you wanted, before you went out. Then when you come back from there, your breakfast will be ready. So you just walk up with your mist in and put what they like in it.
What was the food like?
Well, pretty good when we was in England. Oh, yes. We noticed the difference when we went to France. Mm. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Had you been issued with much more kit by the time you got to Blickling Hall?
No. We had the lot from Duke of York schools, so we had the lot from there.
So did you have a change of uniform? Did you have a walking out uniform?
No, oh no. No, you had to make your uniform do. During the war, they were called the 2nd First London, County of London. But they had several Middlesex the first was out in Gallipoli, and they had a load of casualties out there.
Responsible for washing those.
I was in England. We used to